Oh, there's a table over there, look. Oh,
that was a big sigh.
Yeah, well, it's a relief to get away from the office for a bit.
You having a bad day?
Bad month, more like. Oh, I'm nowhere near meeting my targets, and I'm kind of worried about it.
Oh, don't stress, I'm not either. Nor are the rest of the team. It'll pick up soon. Why, you've not heard any rumours about redundancies, have you?
No, nothing like that. I'm sure you'll be fine. It's just that Sarah's already had a go at me about poor performance.
What?
Yeah, she told me she wasn't very impressed with my figures, so she'd be keeping an eye on me.
Oh, but you're doing fine. You know what she's like. She's just trying to show you who's boss.
I'm not so sure. She said she was questioning my commitment to the role. She accused me of always swanning off on holiday and not making enough of an effort to network with clients, and said that she could see my sales figures were suffering as a result.
What?
I know. I don't think that's true at all. I have taken a few days off recently, but that was for Ramadan and then my sister's wedding. I'm hardly going to miss those.
Yeah, exactly.
And I told her the only chances they've been for networking so far have been at the pub, and I don't really feel comfortable going into a pub.
So what did she say?
She totally lost it. She told me she didn't want to hear any excuses and that I just had to sort my priorities out. Then she said something kind of odd. She said she was sick of having to bend over backwards for people like me, and that she couldn't even eat a bacon sandwich without offending someone these days.
I can't believe she said that. That's totally out of order. It's not your sales figures she's got a problem with, it's the fact you're Muslim.
I'm so glad you said that. You see, that's what it sounded like to me, but I kept telling myself I was being paranoid. What's really worrying me is that if the market doesn't pick up, she'll be looking to get rid of someone, and I just know that'll be me.
Seriously, you should complain about her before it gets to that.
Oh, no, to be honest, I don't really want to rock the boat. Most people seem to like Sarah, and I don't want the rest of the team to think I'm using my religion to cause trouble or get an advantage over them.
But you can't let her get away with that. Why don't you go to a citizens' advice bureau or something and get some advice?
Yeah, maybe you're right. I'll have a think about it. I'm so glad I talked to Jackie about what's been going on with Sarah. I sort of knew that Sarah had got a downer on me because I'm Muslim, but I guess I didn't want to accept it. Hearing someone else come to the same conclusion made me realise that I can't let it go on. I need to do something about it.
If your employer is treating you worse than they treat other employees because of your religion, belief, or lack of religion, that is wrong. It's discrimination and it's against the law. In fact, it's against the law for your employer to treat you worse than other employees because of your sex, race, age, sexual orientation, or a disability too. In Northern Ireland, you're also protected from discrimination because of your political belief. It's also illegal for your employer to treat you badly because you've complained about one of these things. This is known as victimisation. For more information on what counts as discrimination, visit our website at www.isthatdiscrimination.org.uk. Our guide, Is That Fair? How to Recognise Discrimination, will help you to recognise when someone might be discriminating against you and work out what your rights are. You don't have to put up with it. There are advice services, charities and support groups throughout the UK who can help. To find out more, go to www.isthatdiscrimination.org.uk. This sound file was produced by Advice Services Alliance AdviceNow. The programme is supported by the European Union Programme for Employment and Social Solidarity, Progress 2007 to 2013. For further details, see http://ec.europa.eu/employment_social/progress/index_en.html. This publication reflects the author's view and does not necessarily reflect the opinion of the European Commission. The Commission is not liable for any use that may be made of the information contained in it.